one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Night, Saturday night here on RantEMRadio.com. Got a call on line number one already. Doom, how you doing, man?
What's going on, everybody?
You guys can do what Doom just did. Hit us up, 706-993-4606. That number one more time, 706-993-4606. Hit us up, Facebook under the Wrestling Call-In Show, Twitter at Wrestling Call-In, email the show, TWCIS999@gmail.com. Finally, hit us up on the website, the Wrestling Show, WrestlingCall-InShow.webs.com. But first off, Doom, how was your week this week, man?
Oh, it was lovely, especially when UCLA lost.
Ah, his daddy wrote a check the son couldn't cash.
Oh, man. We'll get into that later.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's see. Do we have anybody in the chat room as of yet? I don't think so. I've got one anonymous user. Come forth, man. This is the farewell tour of this show. As you guys know, there will be a new show debuting April the 10th. 11:15, the Sports Report podcast hosted by yours truly. Just thought I'd get that out there. So yeah, man, definitely make yourself known. Hit us up, 706-993-4606. Alright, let's go ahead and hit a little bit of this news. Oh, also, before we go too deep into it, this will also be the birthday bash for one Mr. Tony C.
When's he supposed to call in?
He didn't give me a time calling in, but he said he would be calling in on the radio. So
yeah,
I'm assuming, you know, he may make his well known second hour appearance.
Yeah, late night.
Yeah, a little late night appearance. That's right. And Tony, so I'm gonna tell you right now, my friend. I know it's your birthday and things like that, but the one thing that we ain't gonna talk about today.
It's them damn Dallas Cowboys.
It's them damn Cowboys. No. We want you to have a good time, and you got a lot of Cowboy haters on this network, so we're going to leave them alone, and we're going to focus on wrestling and the other things going on in professional sports, which is a lot on both sides of the table, by the way. So let's go ahead and get into it. I saw Hightower log in on Skype, so hopefully he'll be calling in a minute as well. Go ahead and start with some bad news first. The death of Jim Ross's wife. She passed away in a Vespa accident earlier this week. Thoughts and condolences go out to Jim Ross as well as the family. I can't imagine going through something like that, man.
Yeah.
That's got to be one of the toughest things that you could go through as a husband, so.
I heard he's still supposed to be showing up at all the events this weekend still.
Oh, he is?
Yes. Hell, he said no. He'll be there.
Hell no. You talking to a dude who just lost his aunt Sunday of last week. And, you know, man, please. If you would have told me I had to do a podcast that night, podcast wouldn't have gotten done. Let me roll over back to the phone lines. Mr. Hightower, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good.
Good, man. Good to have you on this week. But, yeah, I've done broadcasts before when I've gone through death of friends. real close friends who have passed, and I've done podcasts before, so I get it. But when there's someone that close to you who shared your life with you,
Yeah.
I don't know if a podcast would have got done that night or any appearance would have got done that night. So,
are you talking about JR?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a sad loss for his wife dying, and she was pretty young, too.
Yeah.
Like 50.
Yeah.
And, that was real sad, man. My blessings are with JR and his family.
Yeah, that's tough, man. That's tough. So keep your thoughts and prayers, you know, for good old JR, man, because that's I was married at one point, and, you know, and I still care about her, and, you know, that's tough, man. That's tough.
We in the same position, Will.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still married, so I guess I'm the odd one in.
Yeah, you're the oddball out. Hey, has anybody talked to Surfer this week?
Nah, man. It's like his phone just goes straight to voicemail or whatever, man.
Well, I know AA announced that he has surgery, so he's going to be out for a while. Okay. There's going to be no
comic book show.
For a couple of weeks, I think.
Okay.
He should be coming back sooner or later. Probably in the next 2 months, I think.
Good. Shouts out to you, Surfer. Get better soon, my friend. Get better soon. We miss you, man. Even though you are a damn Patriots fan, we still miss you, buddy.
Yeah, we do. Did y'all talk about Kaepernick yet?
I was going to save that for later.
Okay. We'll save it for later.
Yeah, I got a lot to say about that situation. And it ties into another situation of my New Orleans Saints, but I will tie that all together a little bit later. I'm going to skip around a little bit because something's just eating at me. There was a report that came out there that WWE was about to buy ROH.
Good.
Now,
buy him up.
Now, here's the thing.
That's their farming system. Shit. Pretty much all their world champs from ROH.
Now, here's the thing, too. I spoke with, and I got to give credit where credit is due. I spoke to my good friend, Josh E. And he saw something. Excuse me. The Fight Network already has a couple of events for ROH already approved on their schedule.
WWE can just be like, fuck Fight Network, we pay you out.
Or fulfill your obligations.
Fulfill your obligations to come over. Well, if I was WWE, I'd just buy St. Clair Network and ROH. And just keep ROH as ROH right now. Just pump money into them a little bit more. But just keep ROH how it is right now. And what I do is, if I was WWE, is I wouldn't get them on a weekly show. What I do is I keep them on St. Clair, but for the main event, and not for the main, for the pay per views, put it on the WWE Network. Okay. That'd be smart if I was WWE. So I still kind of like try to keep them on St. Clair little network thing and have them come on WWE Network for pay per views.
Right. I'm thinking, me and Josh were talking earlier, and we're thinking it's fake. It's a fake story, a fake news to gather free press and some more subscriptions.
Some more buys.
Some
buys for ROH or
the outlet, that news outlets that are pumping that story out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what we're thinking. Now, because I don't see where it would make sense. What, you want the tape library?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things in that tape library that can take from Kevin Owens, Daniel Bryan, CM Punk if they wanted to, Destruction of CM Punk,
right.
Hopefully one day. all their champions, Tyler, what's the name, Black, what's his name?
Tyler Black, Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell that to Rage either, because Rage would be mighty upset.
Didn't Rage retire?
Don't tell that to Rage.
No, he didn't retire.
No.
Okay,
he retired as he's still a caller and still a member of the fam, but he ain't no like on air you know, on-air host no more. Or not trying like to do that, yeah.
Right. I just know he's a big fantasy and Punk.
No, because he denounced them three times like Judas on that night. He got beat up on UFC.
Beat up at UFC.
I remember he... Okay, now you jot my memory. I remember he did that. He sure did do that.
He did
it on air. I remember that. Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah, I would have denounced his ass, too. Fuck CM Punk.
You still down, you down, man. You know what I'm saying?
Down to what? Shit.
I'm just saying... If you're a fan, you're a fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, thick and thin. You know, like your boy Shawn Michaels.
Hey, you know, I'll stick with Shawn Michaels for the rest of my damn life.
I'm the same with Booker T. I'm the same with Booker T. Did you guys see Triple H on First Take the other day?
Let me get on First Take. All right. I listen to the podcast every day at work. Mm. So tell me why Friday was Monday's episode.
You know, I haven't noticed that. I need to go back and look at that.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, man, that I'm still hot about it. It's like, yo, they pay whoever does their podcast a lot of money, and it, you know, it'd be days, it'd be 20, 30 seconds short. Oh, 20, 30 minutes short, you know what I'm saying?
Probably some rookie. Probably some intern. Taking care of their damn pockets.
But they're getting paid for it, though.
Right. But I haven't noticed that they would use the pod, a different episode for the same feed on two different days. I hadn't noticed that.
You know, when it comes to sports shows, I don't listen to actual First Take because I think that's like a fake podcast. I just keep it 100.
I tell you another one that I think I got a problem with, and I'm gonna probably take some heat for this one, but I don't give a damn. Fox Sports 1, and as much as I love me some Joy Taylor, do not get me wrong, love that woman, woo. But I'm thinking LeBron James is funding that network.
Man, LeBron James funded every network.
Go back, and if you go and listen to at least three people, and these are Shannon Sharp, analyst, Chris Broussard, analyst reporter, on-air personality, Colin Cowherd. And I know Cowherd takes shots every day for people not liking him. But if you go
back, talking about Hurt? Hurt, that's the dude, though. He be on point with some shit.
Some stuff he's good. I gotta give him that. You know, he's from the
Twins. Man, I be wanting to hit that dude in the head with a 40.
I kind of didn't like him when he disrespected wrestling, but at the same time, I kind of understood what he was saying.
I wanted to get on him for that too, because I wanted to ask him a lot of questions, man. Because my main question was, when was the last time you? Because my main question to him was, when was the last time you watched the product?
Yeah. You know, when the last time you watched the product? Right. Yeah.
You know, if you telling me you watched the product 10 years ago, we got problems, bro.
Yeah. We got mad.
We got problems,
bro.
My issue with him is when he said that stuff about the Dominican baseball players is, you know, that kind of hit home for me in my, you know, my
home. Yeah, I feel you on that. No.
Did you see that recent? And I think I seen it on your, no, you know what? I actually like heard on Facebook. He had one where he was talking about LeBron and Jordan.
That was the main one. And if you go back and you listen to those three guys in particular.
Skip two.
Well, at least Skip is objective with it, but he'll give him that he's a great player now. But they're going back saying this man's better than Jordan. It's not even a fair comparison, because if you look at it, LeBron would be closer to Magic, and Jordan would be closer to Kobe if you want to use a modern day analogy. So,
well, are we talking about? I think they're talking about on and off the court.
But see, LeBron
is the better player off court, better teammate off court than Michael Jordan.
But let me ask you this: does being better off the court win you a championship?
I tell you this right now, he won't. Because you know what, two things that Jordan has never done. Well, he left after, you know, he retired the second time, mm-hmm. was get lost in the damn finals or something. Well, he ain't never lost in the finals, is the first thing. Mm-hmm. He ain't never went to another team after they lost in the finals.
Right. Right. He didn't end up being a wizard until his contract was over.
Until the end of his career, right?
Yeah. LeBron left Cleveland when they went to the finals. Then next year he went to Miami.
Yeah.
I thought that was.
That wasn't bullshit.
He needed that, I think.
He took his team to the finals, though.
He took his team to the finals, and then he was like, fuck it, I'm going to Miami so I can win me a championship. You'll do the same fucking thing, too.
No, he was at the damn...
I'll do the same fucking thing if I have Wade and who else was on there at that time.
It was Wade, Bosch.
Bosch or Wade, boy, I would have...
What happened when San Antonio broke up Voltron that year? Yeah. He went back to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And Golden State finna do the same thing.
That was when Mano Ginobili was actually playing for the Spurs, not the Heat.
Yeah, he went and dunked on who he dunked on in that finals. I'm sorry, man. Talking about LeBron, give me all hot.
You know what? You know what? I don't want to hear about the Warriors because them motherfuckers better win. They better win the whole damn thing, or they are trash for the rest of my fucking life. Okay. They better go with that super 2K17 team they got. They better fucking win something.
But that's
all the players on 99. They better win something. All them players on 99, they better win something. They all juiced up. They better win something, I'm telling you.
That's in-house. They didn't pick together that team like Keith Cleveland. But we'll talk about basketball later.
Oh, my goodness. Let's move on back to wrestling for a second. According to PWInsider.com, The Undertaker was said to be walking around in a great deal of pain at last week's Raw. And as a result, there's a growing concern in WWE regarding his future in the company. Come on, man.
It's time for him to tire you. Did you see his face?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, shit. This is big.
Hell, I don't know what the hell they ain't been thinking about that before then. This ain't nothing new.
I think we might get a triple threat between those two to protect Braun and The Undertaker.
So you think, I hope fucking Roman Reigns don't beat both of them. Shit.
If he beat both of them, he should help. Well, I hell think Braun not. Should go over.
Yeah.
Braun should go over, but you already know Superman Reigns gonna come throughout the sky.
Yeah.
Superman punch The Undertaker about one time. Undertaker gonna be down.
Yeah.
He gonna send him to the afterlife.
Yeah, but Undertaker need protection though, and I think they should put that triple threat match on between all three of them.
Right.
That'll be the smart move to help The Undertaker out.
He's going to take about 30 minutes just to get to the damn ring from his entrance.
They're going to have that smoke thing, and then they're going to have that cart that they had at the damn Rumble take him down.
Is WrestleMania outside or is inside? It's in the Sun Stadium. What's the name of that damn stadium? What's the name of this?
I thought it was indoors.
Oh, it was outdoors? Oh, shit.
I thought it was indoors.
That's what I thought, too.
Oh, it was indoors. I was kind of hoping we would have got American Badass Undertaker. That way he can just ride down on the bike and conserve that energy.
Yeah. His old ass going to walk out there for about 45 minutes.
he need to pull out that damn that lead pipe.
He going to take a break at 15-minute intervals.
Hey, they're going to protect Undertaker so much, Undertaker going to get knocked down about two times. He's going to be down for about 5 minutes, then get back up while Roman and Brown. Fine, that's what I'm telling you. They're going to protect the shit out of Taker.
Yeah.
He done after, I think, after this WrestleMania with him and John Cena, 34, I think that's when Undertaker going to go ahead and hang it up and lose.
He need
to hang it up right now.
He need to hang it up now. He don't gain
nothing. I mean, he might as well just.
He doesn't gain anything. He doesn't gain anything from Cena, though.
He never faced John Cena.
How much does John Cena need, really? Let's stop man, giving this dude that.
Listen. Y'all, you either hate either one, John Cena or Roman Reigns. Which one? I'll wait. Just like Tony say, I'll wait. You got to pick one.
But it doesn't make sense. But it doesn't help. How does it help Cena, though, to beat Taker?
It helps Cena. To me, it will help Cena as his way of walking out, too. But if having something over Taker like it should have been.
But if
they rewrite history. Brock Lesnar should never fucking won that fucking what's the name? It should have been John Cena.
But John Cena got enough, man. You don't see his pool in his backyard. Yeah. What does John Cena need?
And you don't never see
Taker streak. He should have had the streak at first.
Well, the streak is over. The streak is gone.
I know. That streak should have been for John Cena.
He don't need it. And he don't need it, man. He don't. And it makes it so
give it to Brock. Brock don't even care about wrestling.
You done gave that man 16 title runs, umpteenth millions of money, and Nikki Bella.
Yep.
What more does what he need?
And his doctorate in thugonomics.
Brock Lesnar did not look. Brock, that was a draw in my eyes. That was a straight draw.
I got you. Mick Foley got fired. Who's someone who could come in and replace him? I keep hearing in the winds. I keep hearing Kurt Angle.
Yeah, I think Kurt Angle would be good.
But the problem is the whole overall Raw is just don't watch it. And the second problem is damn Stephanie McMahon. It's a problem of Raw.
Well, Triple H is pretty good.
But it's been how many years have we had the authority? It's been about 7 years.
I think we always have some type of authority figure in the WWE. But well, they could have faced it up a little bit
I think they need to go back to the Jack Tunney era.
Just have a president?
Yep. He comes out every now and then. Instead of having an authority figure just shoehorn itself in every damn storyline.
I think we messed that up with Stone Cold Steve Austin, man.
But that was after that ended, it was it. But they just kept bringing that shit back.
Vince was so damn good, though.
But yet, besides Vince, I'm talking about the other people. Like, we don't need Stephanie or, you know.
Okay, what did you think about the general manager and the commissioner on SmackDown, Shane McMahon? How do you view that?
Well, he's barely on the show.
Yeah, he is barely on the show. I get that. You
get more Daniel Bryan than you do Shane McMahon.
Yeah, but you should get more Daniel Bryan because he's what's the commissioner?
Daniel Bryan is the general manager. Thinking about like better storyline, probably it's a better storyline for what they got right now. Stephanie needs to just go away for a while. Let's let her be out for like 6 to 7 months, and then when she come back, everybody will miss her. But she needs to go. If I was them, I would have Triple H running Raw.
Hell no, Triple H needs to go away too.
But if you bring back Angle, it'd be a fresh change, something different. Now it would be cool.
Angle be a tweener though. I think he won't be a face, or I think he'll be like in between.
Right.
And have Edge back on there. That's what he did. Have to have Edge and Kurt Angle and Christian. They need
to.
I can't wait till Angle come back, man. This guy is just so damn funny, but
he is. Natalya has been found out that Natalya will be inducted in Beth Phoenix into the WWE Hall of Fame. Not a big shock to anybody.
They need to wrap it up, box with damn Beth Phoenix down Hall of Fame speech.
That Hall of Fame
3 minutes. Her ass got 3 minutes.
3 minutes. 3 minutes. 3 minutes. And
what damn bitch off coming out?
3 minutes and 50 seconds.
CDP, he needs a whole 50 minutes.
Him and Jim Cornette.
He won't have to wrap it up. If he even say anything disrespectful, I'm going to have somebody come out there and sweet chant him.
Hey, don't think he ain't got that loaded racket on Shawn Michaels now. True. He might knock his eye straight.
The Usos defeated American Alpha to become the new WWE SmackDown champions.
Why couldn't they do it at the damn WrestleMania?
The Usos did what now? I missed that.
Yeah, they're the new SmackDown tag champions.
When they went this Tuesday?
Yeah.
Damn, I missed that. See, I'll be missing SmackDown from time to time. Damn, he really won?
Yeah, the Usos. Yeah.
SmackDown tag team is kind of garbage. Tag team division is garbage right now. I wish they just put both tag teams together.
You can make the same case for Raw.
The same? Yeah, Raw too. I think all of them work good together. Like, if they was all together, just have one championship for that damn title.
I love how the New Day, when it came out, they hit Xavier Woods. Hey, Woods, you want to tell us something?
Nope. What'd he say? No.
Now he just started going into Mania. I thought that was cool.
What, though? They buried the shit out of that. I mean, now it's kind of quiet, but damn, I know WWE like saying, don't say shit about this.
Well, they also did it in a different angle. They did it as saying the two were victims.
Which they were.
Let me point this out. I know, I listen to other wrestling podcasts, and they were saying that was totally disrespectful, and they should both be, they should be punished for it. They should not be punished for that. They was all young at the time and innocent.
The only thing that was disrespectful was Paige taking pop shots on that damn title.
Yeah, that was the ultimate disrespect. His ass need to get his ass whooped.
Now, that I didn't see.
Yeah. Oh, it's a picture.
It's a picture of him nutting on the damn belt.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Poor,
disrespectful.
Poor Oscar.
Yeah. Oh, no, Oscar, Sasha, Bailey, Charlotte, everybody that kissed that belt when they won it.
About to be Ember Moon in a minute. Oh man!
Oh, but I hope she, since it came out, I hope she's gonna wash it off.
Disrespectful.
It's just disrespectful to do something like that. Oh my goodness, man! The world we live in. But it's all good. You knew Paige wasn't gonna be fired because they're filming that movie, and Xavier ain't going nowhere because he's part of the New Day. So you sort of kind of figured they wasn't gonna be.
You could kind of make the case you can't tell if it was Xavier Woods.
It was Xavier Woods, and Vince probably like, let me see it again. tell me, give him a raise. Good job. I'm telling you, what? Vince is a horn dog. I'm telling you,
Mattis, get that camera in there, Mattis, get that camera in there.
Get it in there.
Bring it back. Bring it back. Zoom to maximum exposure.
I'll tell you this. I bet you your boy Del Rio was pretty heated that Xavier Woods hit that. I think that's why he was tripping. Brother that got into it.
Well, if you go over, if you go over to the Sports Report group page, Del Rio spoke, and he was going to say because of the invasion of privacy, he canceled his appearance at WrestleCon.
But Jim Ross is still going to be there, and his wife died. Yeah. But you're going to see here because your girlfriend's naked pictures.
Yeah, Jim Ross should be off for everything, but Jim Ross loves his fans.
Yeah, he loves wrestling. That just show you that damn Del Rio gets two shits about y'all, us wrestling fans.
Let me pull up the actual statement very quickly. Due to the invasion of our privacy, I need to be home with the person that needs me that needs me more at the moment, and our family. El Patron said in a statement, Wrestling Inc. Thanks for your support, and I'll be seeing you next time. Paige has remained silent on the matter since tweeting a statement March 17th. And that statement says on Twitter, personal and private photos of mine were stolen, and unfortunately they were shared publicly without my consent. I said it last week, and I will say it again. Your iCloud is not safe. It's not safe. They got her. They hey. Got Victoria. They got Caitlyn. From what I understand, it might have Maria, who should be coming back soon to the E. So your iCloud account is not safe.
I heard they got Maurice. They just ain't released them.
Well, you know, she was naked before.
Yeah, but these might be some scandalous ones, you know, that, you know.
Yeah.
The goods.
Yeah. The goods. let's see.
But that's why you got to have Polaroids, man. Yeah, you got to go throwback.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you want to relive some moments, definitely go throwback, because none of the digital stuff is safe, man. WWE.com released a new set of Hall of Fame inductee t-shirts for this year's Hall of Fame class. I saw the Kurt Angle one. It adds an extra eye to it that's set for the word induct. So I thought that was kind of cool.
What's the Rick Rude one? I'm going right now to take a look.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one. I got to call it a 407. But the add me button did. Man, damn Skype. Let me see if I get 407 back real quick.
Let me add it to the group real quick. Oh, they got them Southpaw Regional Wrestling t-shirts.
I saw them too.
I'm going to have to grab one though.
Please leave your message for 407-731-4952.
Calling the froze.
Yo, yo.
What's up, man?
What's going on, big bro?
What's going on, my dude? Everybody. Everybody give it up for the birthday boy. Tony C, what's up, man? Happy birthday.
28 minutes. Happy counting. 28 minutes.
What you do?
How old you turn in Hollywood?
I'll be 34.
Yeah,
I'll be 30 in June.
Oh, man. You just tasted the 30 club.
Hey, you know you basically hit a wall when you hit 30, right?
Yeah. Now, we ain't talking about the wall that used to work for WCW. Yeah.
Since Surfer ain't going to have a comic book show, I did see the Power Rangers, Tony C, and kind of disappointed, man.
Man, see, you went in with your hopes up too high, man. It was better than I thought it was.
It was, but some shit kind of.
They could have did a whole lot of work.
They could have had.
They could have did a whole lot of work.
I did like the beginning when they had the actual aliens as the. I liked that. That made sense.
Just think about it, Ms. Altar. They could have tried to bring in Ivan Ooze in the movie. So.
Hopefully they don't bring him in.
Oh, he needs to stay as far away from this this edition as possible with that. I want to give a big shout-out to Surfer. I know you're listening somewhere. With the Forrest Gump, Stone Cold, knee braces on.
He's going to come back.
Like crazy, and I know you offended by the Miz and Maurice Angle. Well, we loving what the Miz making Cena look bad. But,
yeah.
You know, I had to call in and talk about, you know, bring that up.
That's Angle on TV right now.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And everybody was hating on the Angle. Everybody was hating on the Angle.
So Maurice. Until Maurice start cutting them promos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that...
You know, it's all going to be for naught, because it's only going to take one AA for the Miz.
Oh, no, it's going to be an AA and a rack attack at the same time.
I think
he's going to win the promo battle.
I think that it's kind of funny, Maryse. You know, when she first got to the East, she couldn't speak a lick of English when she first got there. Not a lick of English. And now she's cutting some of the best promos in the business. So I'm thinking that's kind of...
Was she shooting that night? Because I'm hearing some people say that some of that stuff was true.
It is. We seen it. Yep. What you mean?
I'm talking about the behind-the-scenes stuff with the Total Divas.
She probably is really shooting on it.
Yeah. Ain't no
she
Miz.
She should.
Ain't no Miz like, is.
Not it wouldn't be the first time we saw some real life stuff on television.
And then you know,
as long as seeing it on, you know, go off and kill her, you know.
Right. I think behind closed door, him and Miz is probably good friends.
Hell,
you never know.
Go ahead, man.
I was saying
John Cena ain't got no friends. Hell, he got he got all no damn rules. Who the hell gonna be friends? So on Tuesday, I got to take my shoes off and walk around the building twice before I come in, right? You know.
No. Okay. See. Cena has friends, okay? I'm one of his best friends, okay? I know what he does, okay?
Him and Beyonce Baker.
First, you be over John Cena. He invite me over for sleepovers, okay? I sleep in the John Cena onesie, okay?
Man, from what I heard, man, him and Dante, they kind of tight with Brady and Cena. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but that's what I heard. That's what I heard. They tight with Tom Brady and John Cena. They tight with them, man. That's what I heard.
You know, them surfer heroes and them white boys can't do nothing wrong. Either way. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I just love that SmackDown that they taking it there. And,
yeah, they taking it all the way there.
Oh yeah.
Especially who was dressed up as Nikki Bella with this shit was funny as fuck.
Because
he kind of looked like
talk about Tyler Breeze.
Yeah, Tyler Breeze. Yeah. He kind of looked like her. I was like, hold on, I'd do a double take. I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, wait a minute. Let's talk about how Mr. High Tall Boy deprived us of. He got the nerve and audacity to turn down a match with AJ Styles, so now we got to get Shane McMahon.
We're going to bring that
come
up.
Come on, Mr. Hot Dog.
Shawn Michaels turned down a match with AJ Styles.
That's Shawn Michaels' fault, man. He should never did that, man. He don't want to wrestle right now.
But now,
I
can't believe
he said
getting
penalized for it.
No, he should, though. Like, You can wrestle one more match against AJ Styles. Gets one of the best. That's what we want to see. We don't want to see.
He don't want to lose. He don't want to put nobody over. That's what it is.
For the right amount, buddy, he will. I just have to have Triple H talk to him.
Ooh.
If Triple H talk to him,
Who did he put over at Mania?
Taker
power like I'm going to beat your ass to the door.
He already crippled him damn once.
He put over Stone Cold. He put
that's
over.
That's because Taker was about to, once again, Taker was going to beat him up if he did.
Okay. He should have put over Kurt Angle. That's who he should have put. I think, did he face Kurt Angle at WrestleMania? He should have put over Kurt Angle. I know that. I think he did it. He should have put over Kurt Angle. But
matter of fact, now since you want to get into it, I'm going to be a crap stirrer tonight. Shawn Michaels ain't never put nobody over. He was really Mr. WrestleMania. They talk about Hogan. he put Diesel over. That was the only. Diesel didn't even beat him clean.
Nope.
He put Razor.
Who?
Razor. Never mind. He put. Hold on. Who else he put over?
He put the click over. Anybody in the click, he lost to.
Yep.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
He did put the click over.
He put the taco over.
Tatanka was ready to go in
there. Tatanka was undefeated at WrestleMania 9. Shawn Michaels lost by count out. Come on, man.
Nobody like no motherfucking Tatanka.
Man, Tatanka was over. What you mean?
He was over.
He was hotter than Roman Reigns to ever be.
Yeah, he was.
Tatanka had the original undefeated streak.
Yep.
I was watching wrestling around that time, too. I hated that Tatanka.
The flawless... Hey.
Shawn Michaels...
But you love that Shawn Michaels ain't put him over.
That was wrong.
These people, I'm finna take you to the church tonight. No, he wouldn't. That's why he ain't taking the match. He ain't coming out of retirement to lose.
Exactly.
For the right price of the money, if Triple H talking to him, I think he'll do it.
Nah, man,
hell please.
No, man.
If Triple H bribing him into doing it. He'll do it.
Now I wonder: are you gonna have Kurt Angle come back, and they bring back that little romance scene, or the romance storyline he had going with Stephanie?
Hell no!
What, from the 2000s?
Yep.
Oh, that's in too no.
Nah, we need him and Charmel with that hot jungle love.
No, that's
are you trying to get Kurt Angle beat up like Batista got beat up? No.
Batista got his ass.
Don't do that to Kurt.
Batista got his ass.
You trying to get off the subject of Shawn Michaels not putting nobody over at WrestleMania.
Shawn Michaels put over Brett. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. He won the match overtime.
No.
What you mean?
No. But Bret Hart didn't want to put him over there.
No.
What you mean? He beat Bret.
He did not want to put him over.
He didn't want to do it, but he did it.
Brett would have put him. Brett would have legit put him over if it wasn't in Canada.
Shawn Michaels did not want to put over Stone Cold, but he put his ass over. He put his bald headed
ass
over.
That's right. Okay, because you know why? Because the Undertaker said if you don't, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Yep. And he would have been on Raw again, talking about lost his smile.
And your man is the only one in the business to ever lose his smile because he didn't want to put nobody over. Talk about that, Ms. Ottaw.
He sure didn't.
You say what you want about Hollywood Hogan. He put Luger over. Okay. He put Sting over.
Hollywood, his ass should have lost that SummerSlam. Remember that damn match? His ass
should have
lost.
Against
who? Shawn Michaels. Because Shawn Michaels is going to put him over.
He did put him over because he's a godfather. He's supposed to. But we talk about your boy at WrestleMania. The only person he put over at WrestleMania was Click Numbers. That's it.
Yep. And if he would have had a match with goddamn X-Pac, he would have put him
over. He would have put him on. Talk about that, pal.
I have faith that Shawn Michaels will put over AJ Styles. I know he will. They both from the South.
That's why he ain't taking the match.
Yes, he knew.
Talk about that.
He knew he was going to lose. He knew he was going to lose.
Even Triple H got a better. Triple H got a way worse record at WrestleMania than Shawn Michaels. Yeah. Shawn Michaels lost
Triple
two.
Triple H stay losing. Triple H stay losing the air.
That's right.
Sometimes he needs to win. God damn it.
But Shawn Michaels ain't losing to nobody that's not in the clique at WrestleMania.
Yep.
Damn it.
Yep.
See, y'all got to sit back and analyze this stuff. That's what I do. Because people try to give Hogan a bad rap, but he put the Ultimate Warrior over at WrestleMania and everything.
He put Luger over. He put Luger
over Yoko.
He put Luger over for that week.
Sean.
That's right.
Stone
Red
Cold.
Put over Sean. Stone Cold.
He beat Stone Cold.
Well, he helped make Stone Cold. Yep. He did a double turn.
Yep.
Who has Shawn Michaels put over that's not in the clip? Don't worry, I'll wait.
Put it this way, Shawn always losing that pay-per-view. Can he at least get a
record? No, he wasn't. What you mean? In 1996, after he got that title, he was beating everybody. What you mean? Once he got that title at WrestleMania, the only person that beat him is Psycho Sid.
Yep.
Survivor
got hit with that goddamn. He got hit with that damn That camera.
With the camera. Yeah, got hit in the heart with the camera. You damn
never,
right.
Man, I ain't never liked Psycho Sid. Never liked that movie.
Now, hold up, man.
Man, you missed out.
That's, now, y'all need to leave Psycho Sid alone, man. He was, man.
Ain't nobody messing with him. We know he was the man.
He was the man.
Go back, William, and watch that main event of the Survivor Series 96 and watch how many people fist bumping him, like Lee loved to say. He was getting all them fist bumps. Mm.
Yo.
Now that's what you call being over. And he's supposed to be a heel.
That damn that's
true. That was true.
You know
that damn hairy asshole.
Man, that crowd erupted when he won that title. And then
was
here
the
we
that
got
was scared to take her, or was that Kevin? Or was that Kevin Nash that was scared to take her?
I said Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash, because they fought at 12.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that was Kevin Nash.
That was Nash's last match. But then, they want to talk about Booming, Brock dropping the title to Booming next year. The hell?
First of all, I got a problem with Brock.
You still ain't going to be over.
Well, first, I got a problem, A, Brock being a champion that long.
No,
hey. Let his ass have the championship. Let him just let him have the fucking championship.
That's
he
right.
To fucking go. He just need to go at the just last year. Just let him keep it, and then he'd be on his way
miss
home.
Brock. Y'all gonna miss Brock when he's gone.
I ain't gonna
miss him. He's the legitimate ass kicker in the company.
But he have ruined that damn belt time and time over again, man. Because he's
he didn't with the last run he had. He beat Cena ass.
He did.
And then he let Goldberg sit there and beat him in a minute 20 seconds.
Well, that's bad. That's bad.
See, that's why
that one his.
That's why I wish Kurt Angle was back. I think that's the only person that will actually Brock Lesnar will probably wrestle.
Hell no.
I think Brock Lesnar will wrestle Kurt Angle.
Hell no.
I bet you
he need to come out there with his wrestling tights on, Mr. Hot Towel.
The damn
not them baggy pants, not them basketball shorts.
I need Brock to wrestle, man, like he used to.
We need a young Ming or a young William Regal to sit here and show Brock what's up.
Now, Doom trying to have him do a damn shoot fight in the ring and shit. He's trying to take it back to that.
Like he wrestled Kurt Angle at WrestleMania.
Brock needs a little humble.
That's what I loved Brock right there. When he was wrestling, that's when I loved. That was my guy right there.
Yeah, that Brock, when he wanted some money, now he got a little money, he don't give a damn. So that's why you need him to go against somebody.
I think he's going to re-up next year because he can't go back to the UFC.
He's on a
they already got the black Brock Lesnar over there. So what you talking about?
We got Worlds Collide, and then Donald Trump going to use both of them as his bodyguard.
They already got Bobby Lesnar over there. And both of their initials BL, so there you go.
According to Pro Wrestling Sheet, Pro Wrestling Sheet is reporting WB has officially offered new contracts to Matt and Jeff Hardy. It's currently unknown
if WB would
try to use the broken character.
Is the baby get a deal? Is the baby part of the contract?
That broken gimmick better come with them or they better not sign.
No, nope, they gonna come out of the same hard team extreme.
I slapped the shit out of Vince for doing some stupid shit like that.
You gonna be upset.
You gonna be mad?
Because I feel like that the broke gimmick that they have right now is perfect for the WWE. So or NXT, send them to the NXT because NXT looking very, very garbage right now.
Damn, but how you gonna put
send who the NXT? The Hardys?
Send NXT the Hardys.
How you gonna put the Hardys in NXT?
Hardys in NXT.
How you gonna put them in NXT, dude?
Huh?
How you gonna put them in NXT? You can make a case of and I hate to say this, but you can make a case for them Hall of Fame right now.
I know that
Hall of
but
Fame
still
taking a lot of chair shots.
Well, with that TLC match. And what they did to the tag team division during that time.
Now time out.
What they did? Take a lot of suicide dives.
If Edge is in, then the Hardy Boys should be in too. Come on now. And Christian.
We know
what we let Stone Cold beat the hell out of him. I'll let him in for that. Take a hell of a chill shot.
Let me break it down. It's going to piss a lot of people off about those TLC matches. Even though Edge
and Christian. They don't win none of them.
My thing was because they
were. Everybody else used to win them.
No, it was always Edge and Christian that won those matches.
That's what I'm saying.
Hardys and Dudleys would do all the stuff. Edge and Christian would just sit there and lay there and lay out for 5-6 minutes. No reason, you know. I don't. Let me stop.
They're pulling the taker. They'll just be taking breaks.
But or Jericho and Brock this year.
But overall,
shout out to Taker, who back was hurting when he gave Strowman that choke slam.
Hey, he needed his back brace.
Oh my God!
He ain't know that man wore that much, man. He ain't know he wore that much.
I told him it's gonna be a triple threat, man. I think.
Strowman in the Andre the Giant thing. He remember? Is. Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, nah, you know he is, man. He gonna win that.
But you don't,
man.
You know he gonna win that.
But you guys don't think the Hardys would be Hall of Fame?
That's who Brock should drop the belt to, real talk.
Yeah, he should.
By the time, by but next
Brock
year.
Brock will look at him like.
He should.
He won't. I bet you he won't with his dumb ass.
Man, they can. People don't understand, but they can build Strowman up just like the Giant in WCW. Right. That's the perfect, like, gimmick.
Come on now. He already
by Boomer, yeah.
Boomer. Yeah.
Well, come on now. You know, that's
how yeah, you're.
I think we lost Tony C.
But that's just like how they do any heel when they get over Rusev, when the John Cena. anybody get heat?
It would have been acceptable if John Cena would have beat him. You know, okay, I can see John Cena beat him, but come on now, Roman Reigns beating Braun Strowman. That's kind of like that should never happen.
No problem, man. But yeah, man, look. I want to see the Hardys come back with that broken gimmick. If you bring it back with anything other than that, it's going to be an epic fail.
They need to come back. If they come back with a Team Extreme gimmick,
fail.
Stone Cold and Triple come back.
Finish what they started.
No.
That's right.
Kevin Owens and Fat Joe. I mean, not Fat Joe. Kevin Owens and Joe. I mean,
bring back the two-man power trip.
Yeah.
Man, that's the two-man fat trip.
Yeah, that's two-man fat trick.
No, don't do more like that, man.
Two-man fat trick.
Got a couple of rules. Got a couple of wrestling rules.
It's just big bone.
Big bone. Like Cartman. Got a couple of rumors we're going to go over real quick here. AJ Styles is expected to resume his place in the SmackDown title picture following Mania. WWE doesn't have any plans to use Mick Foley again, even after he heals up from his hip surgery. Baron Corbin is likely winning the IC title from Dean Ambrose, as WWE officials are still high on him.
I don't understand why.
There's some talk that Asuka could be used in the SmackDown Women's title match at Mania, but it wouldn't act as a main roster call-up. And Mr. Ronaldo, I can never pronounce his name, the third guy on SmackDown, the main guy on SmackDown that's out
there. Rolano.
There you go. Thank you. Is dealing with mental health issues. He has missed the past 2 weeks of the BBTV. But one of his commentating partners, Bass Rutten, gives a good and positive update saying he should be back soon. And we talked about this one the other night on, I think, 2 weeks ago on the show. It's official. Jim Cornette will be inducted in the Rock and Roll Express into the Hall of Fame. I got issues with that because he's tied to the Midnights.
I don't have no issue, but the only thing is you better not try to fucking say anything to WWE, stupid.
No, I don't think he's going to do that because I listen to his podcast.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
No, I think it's more of he's real friends with Rock and Roll Express, so I don't think he's going to disrespect them.
You know, don't try to go on a business into for yourself.
Right.
Well, he never said he never had no problems with Vince, particularly Vince McMahon. He said the people that was under him.
Like the Kevin Dunn's, the people that are in the Vince Russo.
You know what? I think nobody like Kevin Dunn. I think Triple H don't even like Kevin Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Dunn need to go ahead and retire and get the fuck out of here. What is he still doing here?
Stealing money.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Kane looks like he's going to be running for mayor of Tennessee.
Corporate Kane?
Yeah.
I will run against him just to do a smear campaign. Do you want your mayor, a man that's out here, and choke slam somebody to hit, you know, like, you start bringing up all those old clips, like when he put Shane on the thing and shocked his balls and stuff, you know?
Well, he's a libertarian like me, I think, so I think I got it.
I spoke on this earlier. It looks like Maria will be heading back to WWE. I don't understand that because she can't wrestle worth a damn. But she brings a boyfriend with her. I guess it's worth it.
She could be just a regular manager and not be a wrestler.
Right.
We need those.
Badly. That's true. Which Raw superstar you guys think is most in danger of losing his title at Mania?
Kevin Jericho.
Jericho. He gonna automatically lose that.
Tony C, you still with us?
I think he just got home or something.
Okay. Okay. Right in that room. Try to get him back.
Who's the new Goldberg's gonna lose his title?
Yeah, Goldberg's, you know, you need us.
Yeah, Goldberg gonna lose this title.
And maybe Bayley.
For SmackDown, I did wanted to say that we're going to get the Dean Ambrose and the final. We're going to get a good Dean Ambrose match against what's his name? Baron Corbin. We're going to get his match that was supposed to be him and Brock Lesnar. We're going to get that match again, I think.
I don't understand why you guys
in a better way.
I don't understand why you guys don't like Baron Corbin.
Brock Lesnar, because he...
No, I didn't say Brock, lazy. I said Baron Corbin.
He feels bland.
Right, he feels bland, but he is kind of an okay wrestler, too.
I like his
He know
yeah,
how
I
to
like
carry a match.
I like his talent. I like his talent. Former Arizona Cardinal, by the way, too. Cena's supposed to be taking the hiatus out of Mania, after Mania.
They losing.
Who's losing?
Cena and Nikki Bella.
Hell no. Cena would not lay down for that damn Miz. Who do you think you is? He already lost to Miz. He ain't about to lay down.
That's right.
What I'm talking about is just steal the heat from him. He's going to propose to Nikki Bella.
Oh, to steal the shine?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't do
You kind of broke up there. You kind of broke up there, Tony C. Say that again.
No, I was saying so he can't talk. Can't nobody make fun of that no more.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we heard about Cena.
And
he's about to go away after Mania.
Oh yeah, he's supposed to be.
Filming another TV show.
Yeah, doing another TV show. Who's some people could take Cena's spot in his hiatus?
AJ Styles.
The Miz.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Miz will turn babyface.
The Miz or Bray Wyatt need to have it. Once if Bray Wyatt gonna lose it, you need to drop it to the Miz in like a 3-4-way match or something like that.
Speaking of the Miz, I got a question. Is he actually the baby face in this? Let's take a step back and look at it. John Cena and Nikki Bella can see him demand a title match. You know, whatever he wants, Cena get whatever he wants. His brother-in-law is a commissioner. And they're always picking on the Miz, so to me, The Miz is the baby face in the story.
Yeah, he's overcoming the odds.
Yeah. He got his neck stacked against him.
You think Daniel Bryan is going to wrestle again?
I got a question for Mr. Hightower. Why are you still answering my question about Shawn Michaels not putting nobody over at WrestleMania, bro?
He has legitimate reasons why he didn't put over certain people, okay?
Yeah, it's called losing my smile, so I ain't got to put nobody over.
The show wasn't going to put over no damn Tatanka, I know that.
But Tatanka was the hottest thing in the business at that time. Am I lying, William?
No, you ain't lying. You ain't lying.
Undefeated. And your boy took a count-out loss.
He was a damn character.
And to make it so bad, he was...
Well, hold up,
guys. He defended that streak. He defended that streak, not just at the house shows. He defeated that... He was on that streak and defended the streak on TV, too.
Wait a minute. I just pulled up Shawn Michaels' WrestleMania matches. He had 17 and lost... Won 6, lost 11. I'm not going to count tag team matches. He lost to Tito Santana. No, he actually beat him, the El Matador.
Damn, good. Well, he won't be. He won't go do some damn Tito Santana. Come on, man.
He didn't. He lost to Tatanka via count out at WrestleMania.
Yep. Razor Ramon. Cena beat him.
He lost to Diesel. He beat Bret. Lost to Austin. He defeated Chris Jericho. Chris Benoit beat him and Triple H.
Remember that.
But Triple H tailed out.
Yeah, but that didn't happen.
Hey, that don't count.
You're right. It don't count.
That match don't count. That match don't count.
So you making my case for me.
He lost to Kurt Angle. No.
He beat. And I was like, getting ready to say he beat Kurt.
Yeah. He beat Vince. He didn't lay down for Vince.
Who's going to lay down for Vince?
Cena beat him. He beat Ric Flair. Lost to Undertaker.
Yep.
He lost
to Undertaker twice, right?
Yep, twice.
That's the only reason his record looked bad, because he lost the Taker twice and then the Click and Cena. That's it.
And Kurt Angle.
Kurt did come back and beat him.
Yeah.
He beat him. When?
What Mania?
At WrestleMania 21.
So when did he beat Kurt?
Probably at SummerSlam.
I thought he beat Kurt at WrestleMania.
I think he beat. Didn't he beat Kurt Angle at 21? I thought.
Nah, I'm looking at it. Let me go and pull it up.
Now, that would be something. I could have swore he beat Kurt Angle. That's new news to me, because I could have swore he beat Kurt Angle.
WrestleMania 21, Wikipedia.
You know, Shawn Michaels could have went in there and doctored it.
Kurt Angle defeated Shawn. He made him tap out.
Oh, that's what sexy Kurt, right?
Yep.
I'll make your ankle hurt. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Okay, so outside of Cena and Taker.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't remember this. I was pissed. Okay, that was Yeah, I remember this shit.
So who did he wrestle at 22? So if he lost at 21.
Oh, Ric Flair.
Who did he wrestle at 22? Okay.
Ric Flair and then 23, John Cena.
When he put Ric Flair out of pasture.
That was at 22? Oh, I thought that was at 24.
Maybe 24.
I thought that was in Orlando.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's 6 and 11, man. That's slanted. Because some of them matches, he ain't take the pin. So.
Yeah.
Or he ain't tap out.
That Benoit match never happened.
Yeah. That one, Triple H tapped out on that one.
Like that Royal Rumble never happened that year.
Oh, man. Don't talk. Yeah. That's been expunged from the record. That's been expunged. That's like Chris Jericho WWF title reign in 2000. That bit, that ain't nowhere to be found. When they said they was gonna scrape it from the books, they did that.
I just looked it up. Yeah, it was Michaels defeating Ric Flair. That's the same one when Mayweather fought Big Show.
That was at what, 22?
Nah, 24.
24, yeah, that was in Orlando. Yeah, I knew that was in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
24. And to speak on Mania this year, Double A, I know you going, a bunch of y'all going, but if y'all have to end the show of booming against Taker, I want a refund.
Yep.
I would want a refund, yo.
Now, it should be, I always thought it should have been Bray Wyatt and Randy Orton closing the show.
If they want an all right crowd, people, they don't want people exiting and pissed off. That's the match I end the night with.
Yeah.
I dang sure would. I wouldn't put Brock on at the end, or I wouldn't put Boomin on at the end. Mm-mm. People going to be mad as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all heard the rumor that it's a possibility that Goldberg might retain and just drop the belt. The next night, he might beat Brock again.
Hell yeah.
See, I didn't hear that.
I heard about that.
I thought you'd see it go.
That'd be some bullshit. That would be some pure bullshit.
That would, dude, Braun Strowman should be the one they should be building. And they killed them when they let him lose Roman Reigns, man.
Yep.
I was digging. I thought we had another giant coming through.
You guys think we're going to see Undertaker on Monday?
Hell no.
It's a go-home show for the most part. It's a go-home show.
Oh, this Monday, yeah.
Monday, yeah.
Now, I don't know, his back might still be hurting from that choke slam, you know.
Yeah. All he's going to do is show up, say rest in peace, and that's it.
Man, they ain't doing Taker justice, man. They need him on that bike. That way he can save his energy.
That's what I was saying earlier, man. We need badass Undertaker back. American badass.
And he need the ministry or something to help. He is at the point where he should be cheating to win. Because he's not in shape.
We need the old acolytes to nuts. Come back.
No, we need that.
Yeah, he need it. Yeah, he need, exactly. The same way he would. Yeah. That's the way you need to be. You got it.
All right, real quick, let's head over to the world of sports and some of the stuff we talked about. We're going to go ahead and do it right now. Colin Kaepernick, is he being blackballed by the NFL?
Yes. Yeah. Goddamn Mark Sanchez got signed to the damn Chicago Bears.
He ain't being blackballed. He being light-skinned ball.
Nice kid.
Yeah. Mixed.
He being light-skinned ball. There ain't no black
man
ball.
Man, standing up for what is right. His ass going to get, you know, light-skinned or black ball, whatever you want to call it.
If you don't mind, I'm going to go on a bit of a soliloquy, so to speak. And the thing that gets me about Colin Kaepernick, yeah, say what you want about, you know, amendment rights or what have you, but he, and I truly believe this, he's better than 20 starting quarterbacks in that league right now. And to say that you're looking at bringing Johnny Manziel back in the league, but you're not going to have Colin Kaepernick, somebody who took a team to a Super Bowl and almost took him to a Super Bowl, to yet after that, to still be without a team, that's lunacy to me.
To me, his downfall wasn't his playing. It was that whole thing with San Fran did with Jim Harbaugh.
He had it. I'm telling you, when I say that he had a good coach behind him in San Francisco, I know for a fact we was all happy about this. It's all on that owner.
Yeah,
it's all on that owner.
Definitely.
Listen, man, y'all have been the same since. Y'all beat the San Diego Chargers that night and won that last Super Bowl. Y'all had a curse on y'all because free agent, y'all, it's y'all fault. Let me tell you something. You got them 49ers. It's y'all fault that they came up with the salary cap and all that crap.
Oh, no, Dallas did that.
No. Let me explain. Remember, Dr. Doom, that year the 49ers had Deion Sanders, McDonald, Ricky Waters, William Floyd, Eric Davis, Merton Haynes. They had a damn all-star team. And year right there, that's when that salary cap came in. It's y'all fault. Y'all ruined the league, bro. Y'all set it up for the Patriots. It's y'all fault. It's y'all fault. Even though the Cowboys won the Super Bowl that next year, the league haven't been the same since the 49ers stacked that team up like that to beat Dallas. Because you remember in 93, we smoked y'all like a pack of cools and we won the Super Bowl.
Well, they were going against the Ravens, I think they threw away that fucking game.
No. But what I'm saying to you is, if y'all didn't stack that team, they would have never thought to put a salary cap in the NFL and all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that defense was
make good. It an 8-8. Because you got to think, bro, the NFL designed for everybody to go 8-8, for real. 9-7. You know what I'm saying?
Not the Patriots with their
They get around it because they're in that trashy division. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, they playing Madden on rookie, you know.
Not only that, they play in the AFC lease, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if that 49er team, if they wouldn't have never won that Super Bowl, they would have never had a reason to be like, well, we need a cap because, you know, that was the original super team, if you ask me. I was sitting back watching. They had a Pro Bowl player at every position on defense, bro. Go back and look at that team. 1994 49ers roster. Damn near everybody was a Pro Bowler, yo. Offense and defense. No, they had Ed McCaffrey on. Yeah, Ed McCaffrey was the freaking fourth receiver on that team, yo.
Because it was what?
Look how many Hall of Famers on that team.
Because it was what? It was Rice, Taylor.
What? They had Jerry Rice, John Taylor, Brent Jones.
Yeah. And Ed McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Look, the offensive line, everybody damn this should be in the Hall of Fame.
Taylor, Rice.
Trashiest players were like Elvis Gerbeck.
Yeah.
Man, I heard that name. Hot man.
Look at that roster, bro. And tell me that's why we got a salary cap right now. They were like, how the hell they get all these good people on one team?
Dexter Carter. Special starters.
Come on, man.
Damn.
Come on. Man. Look at that roster.
That's
what I'm saying. On that team was a Pro Bowler.
And how you got Deion and Merton Haynes, the same defense.
Yeah, with Tim McDonald, Eric Davis,
mm-hmm.
and all of them playing like y'all stole Deion from the freaking Falcons. That's what made everybody like, dog, they can't have everybody on it. We got to have a cap on this.
That was D.I.
You want to talk about the Warriors? Right? No, he won back-to-back. He went with the Cowboys next year.
Yeah.
Oh, D.I. like Brock Lesnar at that point.
Mm-hmm.
He was going where the money was going.
Hot hit, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hot hit. That's for sure. Hot hit. Couple of
man,
things.
You know D.I. ain't never hit nobody.
He didn't have to.
He just shut down the other side of the field.
But my point was the 49ers wanted people to feel sympathy for them. I don't feel no sympathy for them because if they wouldn't put their team together like that, we'd have won some more Super Bowls because we wouldn't have no salary cap right now.
Well, also,
you bastards.
Yeah, you got to blame Jerry Jones for getting rid of damn Jimmy Johnson. Y'all probably would have won.
No, because Switzer won the Super Bowl without him. But when you got to manage that salary cap, man, that thing's something serious.
Yeah. You don't think Jimmy Johnson would have got more Super Bowls in a row?
Well, Jared, you know, he retarded. But that's what happens when you got money. You think everything happened because of you. You know, that ain't no different than rest in peace Jerry Krause thinking the Bulls won all them titles because of him. You know what I'm saying?
But he did get some pieces around Jordan, though.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, too, because I want to get in
there. Well, that's any smart person, though, to get pieces around. Me and you could have figured that out.
Kentucky beat UCLA. After that loss, Lonzo Ball announces he is leaving for the NBA.
That's some surfer type news right there. Here, come on here and play. Break that. Did y'all know Lonzo Ball going to the league?
Yeah. Now, I'm quite sure.
Don't you got to finish at least 2 years of college?
No. That's in that's
no,
college.
That's the NFL.
That's
the
NFL you
got to
do.
NFL is just 1 year out of the NBA.
Oh, they fucking up on that. They need to change that.
Why?
I think you need to go ahead and finish your full 4 years.
No.
So you can guarantee.
No. You know why? No,
they can't never do that.
They
lucky they got 1 year.
A, you've been denying the player the right to work. And B, a lot of those players, their family needs that money. And you can always go back to school.
All right. I mean,
not only that.
Shit.
They can draft you. You can get drafted to the Army. Still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why they can't never. You can go fight for the country, but you can't go play gold medal.
Yeah.
Well, you also ain't making millions of dollars. See, I'm on the other flip side of it. That college game is suffering, and the NBA is starting to suffer.
But
you got a bunch of damn scrubs on NBA teams that were one and done.
But understand this though: you could be a top-notch prospect your freshman year. So you telling me I got to come back a second year and risk injury?
What? No.
That's what they say.
No.
I mean, you can say that anything, but it's like, you got to look at it like this, man. These dudes get in the league and just stink it up.
Well, you just got to go through them growing pains with them.
Exactly. That's what the developmental league is for. That's what your developmental
league is for. Not only that. Just got to make it, if your team, like, you know, they get one, you just got to go through it with them.
Now, let me ask you guys.
Trust me. No, I just was going to say, trust me. When Lakers got COVID in 96,
mm-hmm.
we had to go through some sweeps.
But after LeBron, everybody that came out of high school was a bust. Kwame Brown, and ain't been a guy, you know, saying there hasn't been those one and done guys lately.
That's DeJuan Wagner was not a bust, okay? When he came into the league, Darius Miles was not a bust.
Darius was serviceable. Darius was serviceable. He was serviceable.
Recent one and done, Greg Oden.
At least Darius can hit some threes. I'll give him that.
Did you bring up Greg Oden with them knees?
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
Benjamin Button.
Looking like somebody's uncle.
Man, nah, that's LeBron daddy, man. What y'all talking?
That is his pops. Look like, what I was going to say to you.
Let me ask you guys
that's cold.
This.
That's cold piece of work.
Let me ask you guys this, and I'm asking this because I want your opinion. But I'm upset because it's my team that's doing it. Johnny Manziel deserve another chance in the league?
Hell no.
Hey, man, Johnny want to get high and play in the league and somebody pick him up. That's on them.
I don't even understand why the Saints would entertain him coming back. Ain't like he can throw behind under center.
Hey, Sean Payton feel like he can fix him up. You know, people do that all the time, man. There's plenty of people think they can turn holes in the housewives
right.
In all walks of life, you know.
Sometimes
you gotta let them do it. Hell,
is LeVar Ball the helicopter dad? You know, one of those dads that just hover over everything, kind of hover over everything, everybody in his son's life.
I mean, well, that's the first father I ever saw being on somebody's ass like that. You know, all these other fathers don't come in their kid life until they what? Until they make it into the NBA?
Nah, man, hold up, man. I'm in my damn kid's life. He just run, man, he that dude that you be at a rec league game and you end up getting into a fight because he just won't shut up.
He just won't shut his ass up, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got about 2-3 beers in you. He just sitting there just flapping his jaws, man. You know.
Like fucking I said, hell of shit.
You got to just hit him over the head with a 40 ounce, man. He be all right.
40 ounce. Why you guys think Adrian Peterson have been signed yet? I think he wants too much money.
That and I don't know where he's going to be.
First of all, you a halfback asking for too much fucking money. You can't do that, dude. I'm sorry. You just can't ask for that much fucking money. And you're a running back.
They talking about he asking for, and it was a rumor, which I think he denied to be fair, but it was a rumor. So he was asking for $8 million a year.
I don't know if like seven.
How about five?
You ain't no $8 million
in the middle, bro.
Time is over, man. You ain't no $8 million running back no more. Time is over for that.
Have you? Have you won a ring? No. So,
a lot of people ain't won rings.
You still are. I'll look at it. How's Adrian Peterson? Like, what, 30? 31,
32?
32.
You almost passed your prime, bro.
Not almost passed prime.
$5 million. That's all you get in. $4 million if you. $4 million if I feel like. God damn it. It's between 4 and 5. That's what you need to ask somebody, guaranteed. 4 or 5. You already got enough fucking money. Stop being greedy.
Is Doc Rivers coaching for coaching for his job if the Clippers lose this year in the playoffs?
What they're going to lose? What you
saying? Somebody going to give him a job.
Yeah. I mean,
now if the Beast wanted to ask for $8 or $7 million a year, then they should give it to him.
Is he Beast Mode?
Yeah.
By Sean Lynch.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
He got a ring at least.
He's worth that.
He got a ring at least. He got a ring at least, so.
Yeah, he would have had two, but, you know, they stiffed him on that last one. So
Let's make Russell Wilson be the hero of the game.
Exactly.
He still would have been a hero. He threw that 70-yard pass to put them in, you know what I'm saying? They just...
I'm kind of happy they didn't win that, though.
Why?
That's what...
No, because 49ers would be...
I fucking hated Seahawks for the minute.
Why you hate the Seahawks? Because they had better players?
No, it's just that was our rival team at the time. That was 49ers' rival team at the time.
Yeah, but I'm tired of hearing about damn Tom Brady being the greatest of all time.
Exactly.
He is the greatest of all time. Y'all need to get over. He's one of the greatest of all time.
How you the greatest? How you the greatest and you've been beat?
Yep.
You are Super not Bowl. The greatest. You are
Eli
not the
Manning.
Everybody want to keep everybody, and this is what's killing me. That's killing me about the LeBron. It's killing me about Tom Brady versus Michael Jordan and Joe Montana.
LeBron ain't even better than Kobe. No. So I don't know why people
See, y'all not understanding. They talking about outside the court.
Listen here.
Bump all that.
He's a better.
Take one thumb away. Hold four fingers up and go woo. That's how many championships LeBron lost. He's a full horseman.
And he got D'd up by J.J. Burrell.
Yeah. Should have been a five-time losing champion if he didn't get damn Draymond Green suspended.
Yeah.
And if Greg Popovich wouldn't have took what's-his-name out the game?
Six times. He would have been just like he would have been the Michael Jordan to lose in finals.
But don't forget too. That year you talking about Tony C. Mono Ginobili was playing for the Heat. He wasn't playing for the Spurs.
You know why? You know why I respect LeBron so much is just outside of what he do. Michael Jordan don't do shit for these young black kids out here, but I know LeBron does. And that's just how I feel.
What's that China on the court?
But what does that make him better than Kobe doing though?
Yeah.
Now I didn't say he was better than Kobe. All right.
So how he gonna be right behind Jordan? Because Jordan is the greatest of all time. So yeah, he can't even be compared.
The only person you could compare Jordan to on court,
he's the better player of all time. Yes, he is the greatest player of all time.
But see, it's an argument with that you go before Jordan. You gotta look at Bill Russell.
Bill Russell
just got more rings than Jordan.
Yeah.
But Kobe, Jordan is.
Or you go to Kareem argument. But that's what I'm saying. It's just, you know.
Kareem got more rings.
Yeah.
That's 6-for-6, man. That's hard. When you undefeated, people, if you've ever been undefeated at anything in life, like any type of sport, forget how hard it is. I don't care if it's TV football, high school football, NFL, anything. When you go undefeated at something, bro, that means something. You get a bunch of times. That doesn't mean you got a bunch of times.
Yeah.
That's just how I look at it. Being a champion, you know what I'm saying?
We'll put it this way. He's the best player of his era.
Kobe is.
Yep.
You can argue that though, man.
You can argue Tim Duncan.
No, I can't, because I can't even put Duncan up there, because when they went head to head, Kobe beat him more times.
But now, don't forget too. Another thing you don't need to forget too, when it comes to Jordan and LeBron. LeBron wants to be nice. He wants to be liked by everybody. Mr. Nice guy, always smiling, stuff like that. Jordan didn't give a damn. Jordan was just straight.
I know. That's why everybody damn near hate Jordan.
Straight killer.
Not that everybody hate Jordan, but like I really dislike Jordan.
As long as he got the job.
Like you said, the mailman don't deliver on damn Sunday, and he did not deliver.
It is. That Dennis Rodman said that. So you don't hate it.
Don't remind me of that damn game, because my boy John Stockton and the mailman should have fucking won that damn shit.
Man, please.
Don't remind me of that shit.
Byron Russell got pushed off and that damn two-pointer got shot on him.
But
so,
you going to call that, though.
Byron Russell got guided to the floor. That's what he got.
But you going to call that, though. That's Jordan, man.
No, you ain't going to call that.
That's Jordan, man.
They would have found you in the river somewhere.
He did the same thing to Greg Elo when they played against Cleveland. You ain't gonna call Jordan for nothing. Speaking of Jordan, real quick, let's go over the death of Jerry Krause real quick. Thoughts and condolences go out to the family. And a lot of people are saying that Jerry Krause didn't have anything to do with the Bulls. It was all Michael. I don't think it was. I think Krause had someone.
No, it was a relationship where they all needed each other, man. That's the thing about, you know, egos. People start feeling like it's just me that caused all this. No, bro, he brought the players in. Phil had to coach them.
He didn't have to go to the front office like LeBron did and complain to media about if he needed something.
Time out, though. Did Jordan run through a whole lot of coaches and shit?
No.
Just two.
Was it Doug Williams?
Doug Collins.
Collins and
Phil Jackson. That's it. The Wizards coach, but he won't go win shit.
Collins coached them with the Wizards.
He did. You're right. But he won't go win shit with the Wizards.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. The man, they all needed each other, man. It's all people don't understand, bro. It's like when you build a team, it's basically 33%. It's management, then the coach, than the players, you know what I'm saying?
And people forget. It was Jerry Krause who got Pippen there in the draft. They did the trade for
He traded him for all the Polynesians. Yep. He robbed Seattle.
He did. And then you got Horace Grant a little thereafter. And then when Horace Grant got full of himself, he got rid of Horace Grant and got
– No, he didn't get rid of Horace Grant. Horace Grant left.
He left. He left and signed
and they got Rodman.
And then he did trade Will Perdue for Dennis Rodman. Straight up, I still don't know how he did that. But after Will Perdue for Dennis Rodman, the best rebound in the game at
that
time.
Well, they were tired of Rodman, though. Spurs were tired of Rodman at that time.
I mean, oh, my goodness.
He was on the Spurs?
Yeah.
Had a
Laker run.
He played for the Spurs.
And the Lakers. He had a Laker run, too.
And the Lakers, yeah.
He had a Lakers run, too.
I mean, love WCW went to like.
Yep.
You did. Yep, 1999.
You're right to the Lakers. man, Krauss, he was very influential what he did, and then once
he was a good GM or was it? Yeah, yeah.
And keep in mind too, and I still say this. I'm still a Bulls fan. Not proud to say it, but I will be having this year. But Bulls fan. And if you go back, I still say that ref who made that bad call on Scottie Pippen, pushing off on Hubert Davis.
Hugh Hollins.
Yes.
He still ain't found Hugh Hollins yet.
Even Hugh said the reason why he made that call is because he didn't feel it was right that the Bulls were going to the finals without Jordan. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say they would have beat the Spurs.
God,
I think
damn.
It was the Spurs that year. I'm not going to sit here and say they
would have beat the Rockets.
It would have been the Rockets. I'm not going to sit here and say they were going to beat the Rockets that year. They probably wouldn't. But, you know, you never know. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, you never know.
So, you know. Couple other things I want to go over here very, very quickly. Dwight Clark, we talked about the 49ers the other day. Dwight Clark announced that he's been diagnosed with LCS, so as we know, it's Lou Gehrig's disease. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers as well. And there's going through a little controversy over in Boston where Rondo and the Celtics being petty by not inviting Ray Allen to the championship reunion. How petty can be? Come on, man.
No,
that ain't being petty.
Because he left.
Because that ain't no different than you dating a girl, y'all get engaged or something, then she leave you for another dude.
And win a championship.
And then she won't
win a championship.
She get married or something. She get engaged to him. Then she want to come back. You throw a party and she thinks she's supposed to be involved or something like that. Or you go.
Who did he win that championship
with? Damn, Miami.
Boston.
Miami. Oh,
well, he won the second one with Boston.
Yeah.
I mean, Miami.
Yeah.
Well, if you got a ring with Boston and you got a ring with Miami, come on now. That is being kind of petty.
No, because it was the next season.
So hot out.
That's being petty,
so
hot out. If you already won a ring,
so you married a chick. You married a chick. She leave, y'all get divorced. She get married again. You get remarried. She wanted to come to your wedding. You gonna invite her?
KG still don't talk to Ray Allen because of that.
You see what I'm saying? That's the kind of logic. We were married. They got a ring.
Right, because Ray Allen been with Seth for how long?
No, he was with him
for a long time, right?
They were battling between the Lakers, and then it was like he just up and opted out or traded and went to Miami when LeBron, what was it? When LeBron.
2012.
Yeah.
And, 2013. 2013.
The Celtics was still decent.
They almost beat LeBron.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was because of him. They lost.
They had him down 3-2.
Yep.
Yep.
Everybody, I want to say real quick. We got Pastor Sadell in the chat room. And Tony C, he wants to relay the happy birthday to you, man.
Oh, yeah, it is. I'm 12:34. I'm 34 now. God, so much, right? Appreciate it, man.
Happy birthday, Tony C. Hollywood.
Appreciate you.
Happy birthday,
Hollywood. Appreciate y'all, man.
Happy birthday, dude. Happy birthday, my friend.
Hopefully, you know. Hopefully Hollywood Hogan shows up to WrestleMania.
Yeah. Well, you know your boy gonna super kick somebody in Triple H, Sean. Yeah. It's gonna be so much interference in that match, I heard.
Oh, man.
It ain't even gonna be funny.
I got one more question for the night, and then we'll roll out. Who's more hated? The Duke Blue Devils, the New England Patriots, or the New York Yankees? Who's more hated?
The damn New York Patriots. Yankees.
Really?
I said the Yankees. I remember everybody used to fucking hate the Yankees.
Nah, I don't really hate the Yankees. It's damn the Patriots. Duke, either you're a Carolina fan or you're a Duke fan. You know what I'm saying?
Around. Well, everybody hate Duke because of what? Coach K, right?
Nah.
Because of them white boys that they had and they were dirty.
Yeah, you're talking about Christian Leighton and Shane Battier.
Bobby Hurley.
Shane Battier, bitch ass.
Trajan Langdon, Carlos Boozer.
There was only two good ones to me. There was only two good ones. Grant Hill. I thought Grant was good. And I thought Boozer
Kyrie
was
Earth.
And man, Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm. Duke. He was the one and done, though.
Yeah. He didn't get a chance to get that full Duke stench on him. And Carlos Boozer was okay earlier in his career. Not like he is now, but he was okay back in the day. So, you know. Oh, and Tony C, he says, Pastor says he's going to put your birthday on the church program tomorrow. He's going to do that for you, Tony C. He's going to put your birthday on the church program tomorrow. So.
Is it going to be on the back of them fans?
Back of the fans.
Yeah.
We lost Tony C again, but it's all good. We are. It's all
as
good.
Pastor Sadell, do they sing happy birthday every Sunday to the people that be at the church? I know they used to do that well at my church. That organ.
Oh my goodness. All right. Had a good time. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Happy birthday again to you, Tony C. We just lost Tony C, damn it. But it's all good. If there's anything else you guys want to get out there before we roll out for the night?
No, we just waiting for WrestleMania, man. Yeah. Hopefully WrestleMania weekend will be good. Just happy to, you know, spend another WrestleMania with you guys once again with the Rant family. Can't wait till WrestleMania comes up. That's about it.
Now, don't forget to, next week, we're not having a show next week at this time. The show that we're having will be Sunday at 12. So be sure you listen to RantEMRadio.com, WrestleMania Weekend, to really get into WrestleMania with your boys. We'll definitely get you squared away and taken care of everything that you need to know. I'm trying to pull up the site now just to double check. I think it might have been Tony C who called me. Let me do this. Let's see if I can't get him back on the line real quick before we roll out for the night. Oh, yeah. High Tire says, hey, Pastor Sadell says they sing the Stevie Wonder version. So,
yes, sir.
All right, we got Tony C back. About to close things out, man. You got anything you want to say on your birthday? Anything you want to get out? Anything you want to get out there before we roll out for the night, my friend?
Appreciate the love. One more week until take a possibly go 22-2. You know what I'm saying? What we doing to the rest of the business, man? Yeah. Damn shame. That's all I'm saying.
All right, real quick. I am looking over the broadcast now. Sunday, April 2nd, will be on at 1 p.m. Eastern. So that would be your next live show for call-in. And then that Saturday after Mania will be the series finale. So
that's
so you're not on next week.
We're gonna be on next week on Sunday, not Saturday night, but Sunday at 1 p.m. We're coming on live.
Okay, no Saturday night.
No Saturday night. Be on at 1 p.m. We'll be here live. 1 p.m. to about 2:30 or
3. Because they're doing a post show for, well, that's Friday for the Hall of Fame or whatever, right?
Okay, it's Friday.
The Hall of Fame is Friday.
Yeah, Hall of Fame is Friday at 11. Saturday, they're doing the NXT TakeOver post show to where my girl might finally get the NXT title. Make sure you lost all that thing. Get it ready to go because she deserved it. April the 2nd is going to be a big day. 9 a.m. is going to be the Shining Wizards rebroadcast. 11 a.m. is going to be the Rant rebroadcast. And then from 1 p.m. on, we'll all be live shows, starting with us, Wrestling Calling Show, live at 1 p.m. 3 p.m. is Rant EN Radio Hall of Fame. 4 p.m. is Turnbuckle Throwbacks, and then 11 p.m. is the WrestleMania post show, which will also be live. So we got a lot going down. On Thursday, too, my brother from another mother, Phil Rea, will be doing a WrestleMania retrospective, a 30th anniversary at 9 p.m. on March the 30th, which is a Thursday night, so definitely check him out. And then that, after that, on the 8th, April 8th, will be the final Wrestling Call-In Show on Rant EN Radio. And we'll be going over to the new show on the 10th, that Monday night, almost Turner time, 11:15, for the Sports Report podcast, Monday night after Raw, and which will also be live. Myself, Tony C, Phil Rea, and we might have one more person joining the panel, and we're going to be breaking down the world of sports the way you've never seen. So, anything else you guys want to get out there before we roll out for the night?
No,
that's it.
Oh, good. Appreciate the love, fellas.
Anytime. Happy birthday,
I'll talk to everybody Tuesday, man.
Tuesday on the Rant. All right, you guys, we're out. Y'all have a good
night.
All right.
Later.
Kept secret that leaked in 05. Even when I'm sleeping, I'm seeing the closed eyes. You keeping them wide open, you bound to go blind. In a town not known for shine, a cosign. Just kids who throw signs and cats who throw down. Hipsters throwing up. I stay south of downtown, far from the maddening crowd. My analog logarithm is bound to rocking actual crowds, G. Put the G with the O-D, I ain't gotta spell it. So many stories in the sea, go tell them. XP talk with me and J Cook for him. Let Candid kill him. Unmercifully, emergency. The smaller the circus will be, the larger the purpose. Shorter your circuitry, certainly. You need to fuck with me, cause hearing me is gonna make you wanna hustle harder.
Your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull a sh on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther. Play your game, don't let nobody run that thing on you.
Get up and get your getting go going. It's all possible, partner. You gotta hustle, hustle hard, hard. Muscle, muscle, hog, hard. Plant your seeds and harvest. Oblivious to obstacles, it's obvious it's hard. Start at the first chapter. Mash and mash that verse. Learn how to bag it up. Then get your paper. Smile and leak of blood. Two-step in my loafers. Kind of bipolar, so I'm doing it for both of us. Grinding your endeavors, the error is just a speed bump. Ain't much new up under the sun. It's all a rerun. Run.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull a sh on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther.
Okay, what good is being froze for a minute if your soul isn't in it? You cold chillin'. but you know we don't feel it. This that grown folk, separate the pros from the chilling. I'm fly, I can drive a photo on the ceiling. Nigga, I'm high, if you don't smoke, don't hit it. Wait, let me humble myself, composed on the pivot. But I never back down on my toes, on my business. We more clever than that now. Chicks blow me kisses, blow me in an instant. Bow me with the incense. I would think they love me if I didn't know any different. I'm trying to get this money, my nigga, we on a mission. But it's more than that, we trying to change the flow while we living. It's more than rap, them dark forces at your back. So let your light shine, we can't afford to slack. They say, like minds that are great, think on the same page. Now tell me what your ink say, hey, come on.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull no shit on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther.
Yeah, I got this. Now what's it gonna take to make these passing moments great? Can't sit at home and marinate, it's time to sift away. I'm trying to fade them on, I take the cake like creme brulee, you need it too. Maneuver through the rain and violet hues, motivate a molecule, you see the truth is in the stew. And the proof's behind a break, a little taste of how I do. They can hate on Papa Dukes, I do this for my baby Blue. Different strokes for other folks, suppose this ain't your cup of juice. Some of your tea, I'm sucker free to eat your zone, we gon' feast, my homie. We the elite, it's the third, it's complete. Ain't no peak to how to reach, ain't no goal we can't achieve. You see the soles of my laces strolled a million miles at least. Before the Chuck T's and Adidas laced my feet. Been undefeated by the streets while many fall beneath the scenes.
I'm at the mercy of the wind.
And I'ma be this fly forever. May my aim be justified and glorified in life and death. Let them hear ya.
Do your thing and run your race and hustle harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull no shit on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther. So harder. Play your game, don't let nobody pull no shit on you. Do your thing and run your race and hustle farther.